looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
The postal plebiscite for same-sex marriage is going ahead. The High Court has been reviewing two challenges to the government's postal plebiscite. It's due to be sent out next week. The challenges were led by the Tasmanian MP Andrew Wilkie and marriage equality advocates, who argued the plebiscite was unconstitutional. This afternoon, the High Court threw out both challenges, meaning the postal plebiscite will be sent out as early as next week. For his reaction, Alex Greenwich, independent New South Wales MP and co-chair of Australian Marriage Equality. Alex, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
How do you feel about the decision from the High Court?
Well, we now have to win this. We've been through quite the roller coaster. We didn't ask to ride it, but now we've got no choice but to campaign hard to win this and to campaign hard for a yes vote.
There's an argument that this is not a bad thing from your point of view, because at least there's a chance now of reaching the achievement that you want to achieve, as opposed to what could have been. If it was knocked on the head by the High Court today, there's a chance that it would have been stuck in the mud until the next election.
Well, one thing we now have is certainty, a certainty that supporters of marriage equality really need to show leadership in adversity and campaign hard for a yes vote. I think we will now have the opportunity for Australians to vote for their gay and lesbian friends and family members and for our national values of fairness and equality.
We've seen some nastiness so far in this campaign, Alex Greenwich. Are we going to see more of it now once the mailman has done his job, once all of those surveys start landing in the mail? Is it just going to ramp up even more?
I certainly hope we can have a dignified and respectful campaign here, Ben. You know, this is a reform that unites Australians. It shouldn't divide them. And the Yes campaign will be running a campaign seeking to unite people, focusing on the people that this reform is about. It's unfortunate that we've seen the No campaign lead with dishonesty and misinformation, but we can't be distracted by that. We have to make sure we can finally move forward and achieve marriage equality in Australia. You know, just because the Parliament won't do its job doesn't mean we stop doing ours. And that means from today, we campaign hard for a yes vote.
We've also seen people trying to boycott people who've been part of No campaign ads. Would you suggest to people that that's not advisable?
We have to win this. We have to be in this to win this. You know, Parliament has not delivered marriage equality. That means we all now need to get out there, get out the vote, and ensure as many Australians as possible vote yes, so we can finally get this done, and so people can just get on and marry the person they love in the country we all cherish.
Thanks for your time, Alex.
Thank you, Ben.
Alex Greenwich, the co-chair of Australian Marriage Equality. There's been some nasty stuff on both sides of this debate so far, and I've got a feeling it's only going to get worse over coming weeks, sadly.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.